Welcome to the Audit 15 Fun Podcast. My goal with this podcast is to bring relevant internal audit topics to the table at least every 15 days. Today, I have the honor to have as my guest, Adrian Resag, Academic Director with OSAG. Welcome, Adrian, to the podcast. It's an honor to have you on.
Thank you so much, John.
Yes, absolutely. So you work with OSAG, which some auditors may not be as familiar with. I've heard of it before. So can you tell us a little bit first about yourself, your background in internal audit, risk management, and then also about the organization itself?
Okay. So indeed, right now I'm academic director for OSEG, the Open Compliance and Ethics Group, but I'll get back to that one soon. But you see, I am what OSEG would call a versatile professional. And just a little warning, there's going to be plenty of little keywords, acronyms, and things like that. So like a versatile professional, and what is that? Okay, so I started, you know, briefly as an accountant, did a few more studies, and then did external audit at a big four, internal audit, but as part of a big four, and then, you know, as an internal auditor, I mean, it's funner to dive directly into companies. So, you know, I did things in the energy sector and private equity and banking, mostly in Luxembourg, and that's a country that's really, you know, financial based. So you have a lot of data, and you know, roughly 15 years experience. Finally ended up after a lot of financial sector stuff at a watch company, Swiss watch company, which I also loved too. And kind of throughout my career, kind of, you know, managing different teams spread out through the world. Had one team on, you know, between Singapore, Chicago, Cork, and Luxembourg. Others kind of in different places. And of course, traveling quite a bit. I can get a bit onto OSEG now, okay? And so the Open Compliance and Ethics Group is an organization. It was founded by Scott Mitchell with kind of other actors like Carol Schwitzer, who's been there at the beginning. Now, if you've heard the term GRC, right? Everyone knows GRC, Governance, Risk, and Compliance, right? Everyone's heard that acronym. But it was really kind of promoted, built into a concept by Scott Mitchell, by OSEG itself. Now, it kind of existed through, you know, in some consulting firms before. I think it was Forrester that kind of brought it up. But it was kind of really built up as a concept by OSEG. So even though you haven't heard of OSEG, you've heard of GRC. It's I used to give courses for the Institute of Internal Auditors. And, you know, I'd kind of start with, you know, governance, risk, and I'd pause for a few seconds to kind of let the class just, you know, complete that sentence. And of course, they'd always say, you know, compliance. And of course, for the Institute of Internal Auditors, it's not compliance, it's controls. But they would always get it wrong, which is all in OSEG's favor, because it's you know, the GRC concept is compliance. So governance, risk, and compliance. Okay, so OSEG is this organization, been around for around 20 years, and it has all of these concepts that you might have heard about. So I would be a protector, okay? So a protector is like someone in an organization who's going to be on a line of accountability. Now, you might know the IAA's three lines of defense, okay? Well, there are five lines of accountability for OSEG. And I am part of all of those, like compliance officers, you know, data protection officers, risk managers, who are all GRC professionals. Okay, so when you go with the kind of philosophy of OSEG, you are not just, say, an internal auditor in a silo. You are working in an integrated, another keyword, integrated role with a bunch of other professionals. And OSEG's been kind of, you know, bringing everyone up to speed in these different functions. It's kind of been, you know, creating or at least democratizing this concept of GRC, which is kind of a larger than these siloed functions. But you are technically a GRC professional if you are in compliance, risk, data protection, information security, if you're doing, say, you know, quality controls, if you have an oversight role over a lot of things like, you know, a governance or even kind of a management role, part of that is going to be to understand how to protect against, you know, different things that can happen to an organization, miscalculations, malpractice, different problems. So basically, OSEG is an organization that puts out certification, research, different things to, you know, help different professionals in these protector roles become the best that they can, bring all of these functions in kind of an integrated envelope, and to promote some concepts like protector, principal performance. I can tell you about what that is a little bit later. And other concepts that are really kind of OSEG specific. Huh?
Beautiful. Perfect. That's a really good background for those who are not familiar now. They are. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned something, two keywords there, integrated, which is leads into my next question here. And you mentioned that OSEG offers several certifications, and one of those certifications is called Integrated Audit and Assurance Professional. What is this certification about?
Okay. So indeed, I've been in audit and assurance around 15 years, and I've gained a certain amount of insight into that, but there's no certification done alone. So basically, for internal auditors, for people performing assurance, this is a certification for them, even for external auditors. But basically, for all of these different protector roles, for all of these different GRC professionals, they need to understand how to actually perform assessments. So since your crowd is more in the audit, let me start with them. This is going to be a certification that is going to give you kind of for your new team members, you know, it's not going to start like the IIA, CIA, you know, Certified Internal Auditor, with 15 pages of standards and try to learn about this. It's gonna directly tell you how to perform the basics of an assessment of assurance. Okay, it's going to give you tools and techniques, you know, planning and coordinating with other functions and the like. But for the more experienced internal auditors or external auditors, they're also going to find value in, you know, understanding kind of these best principles that have been developed with both a lot of experience, a lot of different professionals, principles that will bring them to the top of their career, and other things about, say, how to design optimal audit and assurance. I'd like to say that, you know, in the OSEG spirit, this is kind of an integrated certification. It's not just for people performing audit per se, but also for those in other roles like compliance. Because you know what? A few weeks ago, I was doing training with the SCCE. So that's an American Compliance and Ethics Association. And I'll tell you what surprised me the most. It wasn't that, you know, I was expecting topics, you know, like data protection, anti-money laundering, all of that fun stuff. I'll tell you what surprised me. What surprised me was how much time they spend on things like risk management, how much time they actually spent on things like assurance. And that's kind of the aim also of this integrated audit and assurance professional certification. It's to bring people from all GRC protector roles kind of up to speed on how to actually do assessments. It's not obvious. Let's look at the internal audit team. You have a new internal auditor in your team. Should you put him through 3 years at least of grueling CIA training, or even internal audit practitioner from the Institute of Internal Auditors? I wouldn't recommend it. You need to get them up to speed quickly. For the more experienced team members, you want to get something that is really best practices, really, you know, optimal designs. This certification tries to directly touch on that. It is a lot more pragmatic and it is a lot more exactly what you need to know at these different points. Huh?
Excellent. And you kind of got into my next and last question here, which is, what are the benefits of the certification? So you mentioned it's a more pragmatic approach. It's a quicker route for those who want to kind of get their hands dirty. So can you maybe give some examples or some other benefits from the certification?
So you're an organization. You want basically to have staff that understands assurance, because what is assurance? It's basically giving confidence to your stakeholders. You want your different, you want your stakeholders to believe, the different things that you'd be presenting to them. And so you're going to have this independent function that's going to say that, yes, this is something that is, you know, true and fair to what we have. Okay, true and fair, that's more of the external auditor's view. But even in an organization, we're going to have this independent function. They need to have people that are going to understand the different ways of performing assessments. We're going to need to have people in other departments that are going to need to work with our assurance functions. So our compliance officer, if they understand how assurance works through, say, the integrated audit and assurance professional, they're going to be able to work a lot better with internal audit. Also, for their own assessments, they will be able to, check. Okay, so let's look at anti-money laundering. It's not just about putting policies in place. It's about checking whether they're actually working. And for a compliance officer doing the IAP, that's going to help them on that. For an internal auditor doing the IAP, it's going to help them get, basically pretty much all the tools that you'd learn through the IAA plus others. So we go through statistical tools. We go through, how to perform risk assessments. It is one of the big principles is that, and this is not just, one of my principles, because I've always tried to be risk-based. It's an OSEG principle, but it's everything should be based on risks. In other words, we should always start by our stakeholders. We should always start by our stakeholders. We should understand what they want. When we understand what our stakeholders want, we're going to see, okay, so how do we achieve that? But mostly, we're the protectors here, okay? Mostly, what are the things that could happen which could make it more difficult for our organization to achieve its objectives? That could be reducing, your carbon climate footprint. That could be your financial results itself. In any case, an organization is going to want to have people who understand all the different things that they need to know to help the organization get to its objectives and do so reliably. There's this little, metaphor that we use at OSEG, credit to Scott Mitchell here. It's the one of the mountain climber. Okay. So an organization's going to have its ups and downs. Okay. So that's your little mountains there. Okay. And the mountain climber is going to be the organization. The OSEG professional, from your internal auditor to your compliance, to your risk management, to your data protection, et cetera, is going to try to add value, but also protect value. How does it add value? So, how the Institute of Internal Auditors gives the definition that internal audit is a value-adding function? Well, yeah, that's the adding value. The COSO, Committee of Sponsoring Organizations of the Treadway Commission, COSO says that risk management should add value. Okay, so in our little metaphor, our organization is going to try to add value, and our GRC professionals are going to add value. But then, you know, in every trek, you have ups and downs. Organization could hit, miscalculations, mistakes, malpractice, okay? But you don't want to fall all the way down, and that's where you have your protectors, okay? That's where you have the people who understand the different tools and techniques, for instance, from the integrated audit and assurance professional, who are going to make sure that they detect problems, that they can evaluate the different risks, that they can say, we have a problem here. We have something that we're going to work with the different action owners to resolve the problem. So this integrated audit and assurance professional is going to say, spend a lot of time on, you know, how to identify, assess, evaluate these different risks. It's going to spend a lot of time also for new professionals on how to write an observation, how to write a recommendation. I feel that that is deeply missing from the CIA. In the CIA, you kind of get to it in part two. I mean, that's to say after 100 hours of your part one, right? You still don't know how to write an audit report. It gets to it much quicker. It gets to it in a more pragmatic way. Basically, since I've been teaching internal audit, I started my own little foundation before meeting Scott and all of that. I understand what is important. So we focus exactly on what you need to know. So it's extremely pragmatic. We learn all the statistical tools. We learn the risk assessment tools. We learn the different, say, interview techniques, the fraud identification, to finally getting to designing optimal audit assurance. And whereas, say, the Institute of Internal Auditors is going to be dogmatic and say you need exactly this structure, I'll say this is where the IAAP differs. We say that this is going to be a structure that is going to allow you a certain amount of independence. Okay, so, you know, say you have your control self-assessment. You know, side note, the Institute of Internal Auditors used to have the CCSA? I actually have that certification, you know, certification in control self-assessment. Too bad they don't have it. I was one of the last ones, huh? But, you can have a low level of assurance in this kind of role, whereas you can have, you know, the full thing with all the bells and whistles. It's simply kind of a choice. And so I think the IAP is also better at seeing how can we put in different models in an organization, which are going to give to our different functions the level of independence that they actually need, you know, for the costs that they want to put there, for the independence, for the reporting structures that they need. So in some ways, it honestly goes a lot deeper than a lot of the Institute of Internal Auditor certifications, a lot of those that you might see for external audit. Of course, they have a different focus. But it's, I would say it's experienced professionals will learn new things. New professionals will get the basics. Any head of internal audit, and I was, I've had every title of head you can imagine. You know, chief internal auditor, head of, bunch of others, director. There you go. But for all of these different roles here, they're going to want to have a team that is quickly up to speed, that directly understands the most important things as well. So it's good for beginning of your career, it's good for end of your career, and it's good for organizations that are going to try to cover all different functions, not just internal audit. Okay?
Great explanation. And what you said at the beginning, that you need to align your work with the objectives of the organization and what risks are present. And then like your metaphor of you're walking through the mountain and then you're changing course, right? If this path is going to take you down, maybe you need to change course. So really do appreciate you being on the podcast, Adrian. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much, John.